We continue our conversation with Coach Vernon Dozier about how, you know, we've seen more and more parents getting involved and interfering in kids' sports.
Phil, the thing to remember is that football is a great sport for a lot of reasons.
Right, but the interference of parents?
Well, the main reason that football is a great game is that there are layers of the competition, which I'm leading up to, what, to your question. I coach Pee Wee football. And we love playing the game, and the injuries, too, are part of the game. You see a kid go down with a head injury or a neck injury, and the fans enjoy wondering whether he's going to come back onto the game. Is it serious enough to require an ambulance? Or it's something that non-fans don't understand.
And when you say non-fans?
Well, you know the ones I'm talking about, these mothers who haven't got a clue as to how this game is played. You know, they take their kids out here to play peewee football. It's a commitment. You run the ball, you pass the ball, you tackle, you block. You take a cleat to the face, you take a cleat into your eye, you clothesline, and then I have to listen to some mother complain. But it's too late.
And when you say it's too late, you're talking about this commitment, aren't you?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It is a commitment to the team and to yourself.
And so the mother can't come to you and take the kid off of the team?
A lot of these hysterical mothers will try and do that. But we go to the door, we explain how it is. If the kid doesn't come out for the game or practice, we explain to the mother that there's certain pressures that can be brought to bear. No, the kid's going to play. I don't let any kid quit. I don't let any kid quit football. Injuries are, as a football fan, you know this, Phil. I follow the National Football League. Injuries are an exciting aspect to the game.
But certainly not when it threatens the well-being of the player, when it threatens his ability to play.
Well, but that's the game. That's the game of football. So you have to understand that sometimes a player is going to get a concussion. Sometimes a player is going to have a spinal injury. You wonder, is he going to get up? Is he not? Yesterday, can I make an example? Yesterday we saw...
Yeah, Tommy Maddox.
Absolutely. We saw one of the greatest weekends in NFL history. We had a terrific contest between Pittsburgh and Tennessee. And then you also had the injury to Tommy Maddox, which was a real nail-biter. He was, you know, will he be paralyzed? Will he not? What's going on? You had the great dominance of the Eagles over the Cardinals and the excitement of Donovan McNabb's broken leg. And is he going to come back? Is he going to be crippled? So the fans love this, and we like to talk about it on the sidelines. We love to see a man. You don't want to see a man hurt, but it's exciting to see a man carried off on a ambulance stretcher. You know, what's the word going to be? Total paralysis, partial. Will he come back into the game, be able to throw the ball again? These kinds of things.
But it is a terrible sight. The injury is a terrible sidelight to the game.
Well, but I think you're doing the game a great disservice.
No, but to see those kinds of injuries.
I think you misunderstand the game a little bit, Phil. I've been involved with all kinds of football at a great many levels. I don't know if you call yourself a football fan or not, but the enjoyment of the game...
I'm a big football fan.
All right, well, the enjoyment of the game extends to the injuries as well.
So when a kid on your peewee team gets injured, you explain to the kids...
I don't have to explain to the kids that it's part of the game.
You don't... But the mother... Let's take, for instance, this boy you were talking about. One of the games you had 2 or 3 weeks ago, he had a compound fracture?
That is correct. And he was, I'll tell you his name because he's a tough little sumbitch. His name is William Gradsdy, Billy Gradsdy. And his father, as a matter of fact, is a business partner of mine. And he broke his arm, and the bone was sticking out. And he was screaming and obviously was frightening for the boy. But that's the part of football that's exciting. The bone sticking out, the fans are going crazy. Is the kid ever going to play again? So they've got a pin in his arm now. Will he play again? We don't know. And the mother of this kid tried to tell me that her son was quitting the team. And I said, well, no, he isn't. And she said, why? I said, because your son, when this season started, made a commitment to me and to 20 other boys. And I will be one son of a bitch if I'm going to let that kid walk off and leave his teammates high and dry. So I told her, and let me tell you something, Phil, when I put my finger into the face of some mother who thinks she's going to let her son walk away from a football team.
But the boy had a compound fracture, the bone sticking out of his arm.
Absolutely, and one of the great pride, one of the great joys of playing football is to stand on the sidelines with your teammates, with your arm in a cast, your leg in a cast, on your crutches, but you got your game jersey on. There is no bigger thrill in football to stand there. You're injured, but you got your game jersey on you with your fellow players. And I said to her, this mother, and Bill's a good friend of mine, but I don't talk to the wife. I said to her, look, you get that kid out there in his jersey and his cast, 10 o'clock in the morning. Pee Wee 1 starts at 11. Pee Wee 2 starts at 2. Okay, so we only got the field for 3 hours, and I don't want to see anybody dragging ass. And that's what I love about football. But the mothers, Phil, are beginning to drag the game down a little bit.
Well, the injuries are frightening.
But they're also entertaining. You have to put that in. That's what football fans like.
Well, I've been a football fan my entire life. I've never quite enjoyed seeing injuries, I suppose, as much as some fans. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier's with us. He's the coach of a Pee Wee football team. How old are the kids you coach?
My kids are 8 to 10 years of age.
All right, and if they get injured, if they get hurt, the little boy with the compound fracture, you've had neck injuries, you've had head injuries, you don't let the kids quit.
No, I don't let the mothers. The kids never want to quit. It's the mothers that want to pull them off the field. I don't let these mothers tell me what to do. I don't let a parent tell me how to run my team. Now, if these mothers had any involvement in sports when they were girls, they might, and let me repeat that, they might get a clue. But the boys, they don't want to quit.
Well, it is a parent's responsibility, though, to make sure that their child is not injured. It's a parent.
Then don't have them go out for football. You know, to say it's a parent's responsibility for the child not to get injured and have them go out for football is one of the great oxymorons. If you don't want your kid injured, then take his little, you know, rear end, and you can have him play volleyball, or you can have him play, he can go out for the golf team, you know, or he can go and bowl. This is football. You want your little boy to go play football? Then I'm going to tell you right now, injury is part, and it is part of the fun.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Pee Wee football coach we have with us here is Vernon Dozier. You also coach high school, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, and basically you're saying that you're getting a lot of pushback from mothers who want their kids to quit the team after they get injured. And perhaps that's not right, but when a kid gets a compound fracture, I mean a bone sticking out of the skin, or he tears ligaments, or in the case yesterday, Tommy Maddox of the National Football League, who was paralyzed.
Well, let me get Stan Humphries, one of my favorite players. Stan Humphries absorbed 5 concussions 1 year playing for the San Diego Chargers. It was thrilling to watch him get week in and week out and literally try to find his way to the bench. It was exciting to see him, and people would try to lead him to the bench, and he'd say, no, I'll do it myself. And he would walk over to the opposing bench. He would walk into the stands. Stan was one hell of a football player and one hell of a man. And I don't think a lot of us will ever forget him for that. But I am considering banning mothers from watching the games.
All right, that's the controversial portion of this, because you have a lot of mothers out there that want to come watch their kids play. Now, you let the fathers watch.
Well, I have to let, because the mothers, they continue to baby these kids during the game if they get hurt. It ruins the psyche for the boys and the fans. And the little boy's got to have his mommy come down from the stands and, you know, mollycoddle the boy. And I have to chase more than one mother off the sideline. I've chased probably over the course of 5 years, I've chased, I don't know, 50, 60 women off the sideline. I said, yeah, you get up there. And
these are their children.
No, I understand they're the children. After the game, they can talk to them. They can powder their rear ends and put a diaper on them. But while they're on the sideline, they're mine. And when the mommy comes down, I say, hey, mom, back up to the stands.
All right, Vernon Dozier with us here, 1-800-449-8686. Football. And one of the great exciting aspects of football are many of the great injuries that we see. Paralysis. You don't want to see a man get paralyzed for life.
Well, no, you don't, Phil, but I got to tell you something. That hit that Jack Tatum put on Daryl Stingley back in the 70s that paralyzed Daryl for the rest of his life. I know that Daryl doesn't want to be in a wheelchair, but I know that when he thinks about the thrill that gave the rest of us, seeing Tatum come up and clothesline him, running at full speed, I'm sure that helps Daryl live with the paralysis from the neck down that he has to this day.
I don't know how you can speak for him.
Believe me, I played football.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joanne, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a comment for the gentleman that's on here. I didn't even catch his name, but he's just
really
good.
I'm sorry, my name is Vernon Dozier. I coach...
Well, he coaches high school at football and...
Pee-wee.
And Pee-wee football.
Where does he coach?
In Southern California.
Southern California. and the I'm just shocked. I'm an emergency room nurse. I am a mother. My ex-husband was recruited to play football, and I have played sports in the past. I played basketball.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can tell you that you probably are being serious when you say that you enjoy seeing people get hurt. That's part of the game.
Well, it is part of the game. It's
part of the game. You should speak to just for yourself, Mr. Dozier, because other people do not enjoy seeing that.
I don't know if you're a football fan, but I am, and I've been around football my entire life. I've played the game, and I've coached the game. Fans love to see good, clean injury.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, okay, I'm talking to a woman, Phil, so I don't...
Well, what does that mean?
Get up there. And
These are their children.
No, I understand they're the children. After the game, they can talk to them. They can powder their rear ends and put a diaper on them. But while they're on the sideline, they're mined. And when the mommy comes down, I say, hey, mom, back up to the stands.
All right, Vernon Dozier with us here, 1-800-449-8686, football. And one of the great exciting aspects of football are many of the great injuries that we see, paralysis. You don't want to see a man get paralyzed for life.
Well, no, you don't, Phil, but I got to tell you something. That hit that Jack Tatum put on Daryl Stingley back in the 70s that paralyzed Daryl for the rest of his life. I know that Daryl doesn't want to be in a wheelchair, but I know that when he thinks about the thrill that that gave the rest of us, seeing Tatum come up and clothesline him, running at full speed, I'm sure that that helps Daryl live with the paralysis from the neck down that he has to this day.
I don't know how you can speak for him.
Believe me, I played football.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joanne, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a comment for the gentleman that's on here. I didn't even catch his name, but he should
My name is Vernon Dozier. I coach...
Well, he coaches high school at football and...
Pee-wee.
And pee-wee football.
Where does he coach?
In Southern California.
Southern California. And I'm just shocked. I'm an emergency room nurse. I am a mother. My ex-husband was recruited to play football, and I have played sports in the past. I played basketball.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can tell you that you probably are being serious when you say that you enjoy seeing people get hurt. That's part of the game.
Well, it is part of the game. It's part of...
You should speak to just for yourself, Mr. Dozier, because other people do not enjoy seeing that.
I don't know if you're a football fan, but I am, and I've been around football my entire life. I've played the game, and I've coached the game. Fans love to see good, clean injury.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, okay, I'm talking to a woman, Phil, so I don't...
Well, what does that mean?
Consider the source. I don't know that... Say, no, they don't. Yes, they do. I played the game. Did you?
I have played football. I was married to a football player. And, you know, fact that you...
Being married to one...
You know what? I think, Mr. Dozier, you need...
Fans enjoy watching a good, clean hit. They enjoy watching whether or not a man comes back.
Fans would like to see that happen to you, and I'll guarantee you your players would like to see that happen to you.
Are you a football fan, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
All right, then you don't know what you're talking about.
I
think you're sneaking some of those drugs in the emergency room.
You're an example of
one of these mothers that I have to chase off the sidelines half the time.
Oh, no.
You lay one foot on my turf to coddle any of my boys when they get hurt, and I'll have you removed, and maybe...
You know what, Mr. Dozier?
Yeah.
Those are not your boys, and maybe that's part of your frustration.
Well, here's a mother right here.
Well, she's accusing me of all kinds of things.
No, but here's a mother who wants to come down to the sideline when a kid gets hurt, and you won't let her down there.
Absolutely. I'll have her removed, and she knows that I can.
You cannot have me removed. I'm a certified emergency room nurse. I can go places you can't go, Mr.
Well, okay, and I got my Boy Scout merit badge. What good is that, you know? You go back up to the stands, and you play Dr. Kildare up there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you stay away from any of the children I know because you need therapy, sir.
What are you going to do about it?
Okay, what are we talking about?
Well, this is exactly what I am talking about. Women that don't know anything about football sticking their nose in, and all of a sudden it's, you need therapy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Vernon Dozier, who is a pee-wee football coach. That's little kids ages 7 through 10, and he says that injury is part of the excitement of the game. Tommy Maddox yesterday, the Pittsburgh Steelers, suffered a pretty, pretty serious hit and was paralyzed. And to Vernon and to many football fans, it's exciting to see whether a guy's going to walk again or not. He also mentioned that watching Stan Humphries get five concussions 1 year and then not know which bench to walk to was exciting and thrilling. On top of that, he says that parents have no right coming down onto the sideline and telling him how to coach their kids. Do you have the right to go down to the sideline? Do you have a right to take your kid off of a team after he's made a commitment to a full season? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, Coach, to get your credentials, you coach high school football. It's Division 11 at Belmar Academy.
That is right, Division 11 Belmar Academy, in my 14th year there.
And you coach Pee Wee football. Which is the team?
I coach the San Gabriel Valley Dolphins, Phil. They're 8 to 10 year old boys, and they're great kids. And I'll just say this again. We have come so close the last 3 years to winning the San Gabriel Valley Pee Wee Division. These kids, I tell them at the beginning of the year, we came close last year. This year we're kicking the door down. And if any one of you think you're going to have your mama come down on the sidelines and bail you out, then I'm going to tell you right now, I will personally take an interest in making you suffer. Now, a kid gets hurt on my team, we have a small packet of cortisone. I could give him a cortisone shot where the mother doesn't even know about it. And most of the time, that helps. But I can tell you...
Now, wait a minute. You're administering drugs to these kids without the parents knowing it?
Well, hold on. Before you get on your high horse, Phil...
No, I just... Well, you're not a doctor.
No, before you get on your high horse, I can give the kid a shot. His mommy and daddy don't know anything about it. He can keep playing, okay? Especially when the kids have got a knee injury or if there's a ripped ligament somewhere behind the knee. You can give him a cortisone shot. You can get another quarter out of the kid. Now, what he does after that's his business. But the point is, I tell him, you get your mama down on the sideline, and I will personally... take an interest in making you suffer.
No parents on the sideline.
No parents on the sideline. I'm at a point right now, I'm telling my boys, if mommy comes to the game, you're going to ride the pine, and that's a promise.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier coaches Pee-wee football, and injuries being a part of the game, he doesn't let these kids use that as an excuse not to play. Carolyn, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, it's not an excuse, but this SOB has got to be a bloody sadist, because the truth of the matter is I'm an avid football fan.
Good, ma'am.
And I mean really avid. I went up...
Were you calling me an SOB?
Yes, I am. Yes,
you're,
I am. How the heck dare
wait
you
minute,
say that football fans watch this to watch the injuries?
Ma'am, did you see yesterday's Pittsburgh-Tennessee game?
Yes, I did.
What? Are you telling me it wasn't exciting to know whether Tommy Maddox was going to walk again?
It was horrifying is what it was. It was not exciting.
Well,
it was horrifying.
You don't want to see Tommy Maddox injured, do you?
I don't.
No, let me ask Mr. Coach Dozier. You don't want to see him paralyzed for life, do you?
No, Phil, I don't. But it's exciting to know whether he will be or not. And
sir, you are a sadist.
How do you figure I'm a sadist?
You are sadistic.
How come you watch football? You look at just as many injuries as I do.
I love it, but I don't like the injury part of it. I also like heavyweight boxing.
Man, well, okay, but you don't like the injury part of it.
No. And I've got to tell you, I'm a mama. And my son, I didn't let him play football because I was afraid of the injuries.
Exactly.
He did the long jump, and he broke his bloody femur.
Well, but that's fun. It's fun for the boy.
Oh, it
it's
is fun,
for,
huh?
It's fun for the boy. It's fun for everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
You're trying to tell me that you don't change your underwear when you see the trainer run on the field. Now, tell me straight to my face.
You can bet your butt on that one.
You don't change your panties when you...
Okay, now we're getting personal and we're getting a little graphic.
I apologize.
You should.
I apologize.
You should apologize to all of the football fans out there. Because there is no way, if they did a consensus of opinion, that the people would say that they watch it for the injuries.
Ma'am, hold on. When Stan Humphries played for the San Diego Chargers, you probably remember, right? He had five concussions in one season, and I'm telling you, it was thrilling to see whether he would get up and walk to the right bench.
Darling, don't you really feel you need medication somewhere along the way?
Wait a minute, ma'am. Why do you think...
Look, how thrilling is that to see a man who's just had a concussion stand up, and he shouldn't be standing up, I guess, and figure out whether he...
It's one of the things
that
fans...
We just had that a couple of weeks ago with the Dolphins.
It's just...
They pulled him out.
Which guy?
Was it Chambers?
Oh, that was a riot.
Oh, really?
That was okay. No, but when I saw Humphreys, I go, okay, which bench is he? One time he walked into the tunnel, and then he forgot and he came back out again. So what
and
I'm saying...
And you find this exciting?
I think it's thrilling. And
let me ask
you
again.
Can I ask you something? Do you have children, or a wife, or a girlfriend?
I have a wife.
My God, have you been married long?
Ma'am, you're acting like you're... Are you trying to tell me that Monday night game with Joe Theismann's leg getting snapped... That wasn't one of the most exciting games in pro football history.
No.
The leg snapped.
No.
What was exciting about that?
Are you doing this just for attention?
No, ma'am.
I'm absolutely convinced of it.
No, ma'am. You didn't know whether the leg was going to come off or
you
what was going to happen.
You gotta be doing this just for attention.
Ma'am, this...
No normal human
absolutely.
Being thinks the way
right,
you
hold
do.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Are injuries that exciting to watch in football? And if you had a kid getting injured, don't you think you should pull him off the field? Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio.